Okay, everybody gather round. It's time for the Big Ten Hoedown. Kick out your heels, jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the Big Ten Hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust.
It is the Pig Pen, and it's brought to you by
American Leak Detection. Oink. Look at us all sponsored. Oink. You know, it's funny that you were able to dig up that old song that I had completely forgotten about that we had did together about Shaq. And I feel like that was, I wasn't even on this show then.
Yeah, you were.
Are you sure?
It was 2000. That would have been in
June
of 2000.
I heard Kat, laughing in the background. I think I was working at night.
You may have.
Yeah, I think he was.
And Kat was producing that show.
Yeah, Kat was definitely on it then.
And I feel like, did we do that live?
Yes,
we do the song live. And then we flew in the clips later in that bit. Is that how that worked?
Mm.
Or did we like kind of like play that live and then back off and then they
played the clip?
We kind of
come back in,
slide back in. That's hilarious. I'd completely forgotten about that. Well, coincidentally, yesterday I was going through some old archives on the Unticket, our buddies over there that are just so much better than us at saving stuff, and I came across a couple of commercials that used to air on this very radio station, Corby. Now, I think both of you will recall when Carlos Santana kind of revitalized his career as an accompanying guitar player to pop sensations. And I think he had his first big hit with Smooth with Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20.
Yep.
And he was very polarizing on this show because I'm from the mindset that he tends to ruin things. Mike loves him. I don't like his tone. I don't like the fact that these are just perfectly fine songs, and just because he shoehorns himself into it and plays lead in every open space where there's not somebody singing, and that somehow makes him great.
Like, Smooth is a really good song.
It's a killer tune.
But that's all he really did was just kind of...
Like, anytime Rob would sing, then he would answer with a guitar lick.
Yeah.
The song starts with a guitar lick, which is cool. I mean, that's a very memorable line.
Yeah.
But throughout the tune, it's just incessant Paul Reed Smith tone-off noodling. And then, oh, you need a guitar solo now, too? You've been doing that the whole damn time. So, you and I were always on the same page with our opinions on Carlos Santana. Man, maybe not that great in this context of, you know, infiltrating just a regular pop song with an artist that's already established. Found that to be kind of cheesy. But lo and behold, a man on this show named Corby Davidson sold out and teamed up with Carlos Santana to put out a record. And we ran advertisements on this station for this album. Let's take a listen to about 15 years ago, Corby and Carlos Santana and the advertisement for their debut album together.
What happens when you team up America's worst folk singer with Mexico's worst guitarist?
Mexico.
The worst album of all time. That's right, Susquehanna Records and Poncho's Mexican Buffet have teamed up to release the brand new record featuring Corby Davidson and Carlos Santana titled Molk. That's right, Mexican Folk. Listen to annoying classics butchered even further with inappropriate guitar solos. Give this a spin.
In the hood, these days are big. The Eastern loves a black man like Thanksgiving loves a white man. I think it even loves the wig. Easter, won't you please, sir, tell me what's a big deal? Black men are dancing and the women are prancing, are cooking up the afternoon meal. Drop that frying pan and throw her into that big old fork. We're heading to the steeple. There's a lot of black people shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord.
And who can have possibly thought that the Davidson Classic Norm could get any worse?
Someone locked the door on 13, cause Leon's no partner of mine. My producer is Frito. That's who I chose. Well, it might look Roman, but I got a Polak nose. Norman, Norman, let me miss your life. If your debt gets any bigger, they'll kidnap your wife. Someone call Frito.
Sweet Jesus in heaven, please take my pitiful life now. And if you can make any sense out of this next number, I swear to God I'll cut off my testicles with a serrated knife.
Such a jerk.
Are you happy, Carlos? You forced me to take my own life.
Pick up Mulk today. The new record featuring Corbin Davidson and Carlos Santana at a taqueria near you.
You know, that's not too... Those first two songs are not too far from what those Carlos Santana recent updated albums were like. Just kind of shoehorning in a lead every now and then.
Now and
like
then.
Like, for real.
Or every now.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Mike gets mad when we make
fun of... I thought it was a solid part of it.
Of Carlos.
Yeah.
I don't get mad.
You look mad.
I'm not mad.
You see?
I'm not mad. I just don't agree with your position on this.
Okay.
And then there was another... another pairing, if you will, of a particular artist that have these are completely unrelated to the station. Now, I heard this yesterday, and me and Mino were in here cry laughing, and I had forgotten all about this bit that we did and put together. But if you recall the pairing of David Lee Roth, the duet record with Soft Balladeers...
I don't.
Oh, my God. Pound for pound, this is one of the funniest things that's been on this station. Listen to this. And this was back when, gosh, this is old. You can hear, like, Kevin Scott laughing. This is from the actual show. But listen to this. This has got to be 15, 16 years ago.
Everyone loves a well-performed duet. And now, rock legend David Lee Roth has teamed up with some of your favorite easy-listening artists on his new album, Love Songs, The Voice, The Duet. Who can forget this timeless classic with Anne Murray?
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. What's my mind. My soul. You bought it back for me.
Ooh.
And held me up.
Woo.
And gave me dignity.
Woo.
So you needed me.
In key.
Woo.
Wow.
David Lee Roth, with all of your favorite soft rock artists, just in time for Valentine's Day. Here's David with the Carpenters.
We've only just begun to live.
Elton John.
You lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Oh, yeah!
Who to cling to when the rain set in? I knew I knew I was just being.
Whoa! Whoa!
love songs. The Man, the Duet, the new album from David Lee Roth. Pick it up today.
Oh, my God.
I barely remember that. Barely.
Somebody sent us, or they put it on YouTube, the isolated vocals.
I totally remember that.
Running with the Devil.
Yes.
And ended up splicing those in, and two of them, they happened to be in perfect key with Ann Murray and the Carpenters. But God almighty.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, just a little classic audio from the past.
Yeah, man. All right, community quick hits on the way here.
All right, let's get into what this weather is doing right now, and the mom got arrested for the shooting.